A tremendous amount of progress was made in talks in Geneva in a bid to end Russia's war on Ukraine. That's according to the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who was there. A 28-point plan said to have been drawn up by the United States and Russian envoys is said to include demands for Ukraine to withdraw troops from parts of eastern Donetsk that they currently control, international recognition of the parts that Russia took control of, Ukraine to reduce its military by around 200,000 and a pledge for it not to seek NATO membership, as well as plans to allow Russia back into the G8 group of powerful nations and full sanctions relief. Well, it's not clear if these talks in Geneva have renegotiated any of these points, and those talks continue today. Russia's former Deputy Foreign Minister, Andrei Fedorov, who remains an advisor to the Kremlin, told the BBC this morning that Russia may not be able to support a reworded plan.
For Russia, the biggest problem is the territories, in fact, because the existing plan is not including Russian demands to control over Zaporozhye and Kherson Oblast, as well as Donbass, full Donbass territory. So this is the question. And the problem is that, in fact, this document doesn't fit the goals that Putin indicated in 2022. So I think that after discussions in Geneva and after today's additional meetings, it will be more chances to sign agreement between United States and Ukraine. But there are no guarantees that it will fit Russia.
Well, we are joined now from Ukraine by Maria Mezentseva, who's an MP with President Zelensky's Servant of the People Party. You're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Thank you for taking our call. Before we talk about these talks and any so-called peace plans, can you tell us where you were for much of yesterday? Because you're in Kharkiv in the east of Ukraine.
Yes, correct. Very correct. I spent around 2 hours from like 9 p.m. until 11 with my 5-month-old baby in the bomb shelter with my relatives as well. We were forced to go there because Russia massively attacked us with drones, leaving 4 dead and many wounded. It's just terrible to observe the peace efforts, and we can put it in the brackets on the Russian side, when they still target civilians deliberately. And yesterday, as well as in many other occasions, only civilians, not soldiers or, you know, not someone who is participating in the war suffered and died. And this shows us a very, very simple understanding of Russian tactics, which has never changed. And, you know, when listening to the demands and going through these 28 points that came directly to Washington, D.C. from Kremlin, and it made a huge confusion among the Trump's team of where actually originally this plan was coming from. And I think in the media it was a total mess while investigating this question. Well, nothing to you know, laugh at, but we hear the comments on the demands and the recent one, the demands on land. You know, they are demanding a sovereign land of Ukraine. They are demanding the shrink of the army. They are demanding Russian to be an official language. Well, why then don't Ukraine demand Ukrainian to be official language in Russia, demand the historical lands of Russia? Well, we will never do that. But, you know, to mirror that and to nail it down to the point of international law and justice. I'm sure that Russia will trick everyone in the end, but we should not, continue or let's say, repeat the mistakes of the history, like Budapest Memorandum and other things.
But let me put it to you, Maria, that... Yeah. Under this so-called peace plan, and whatever the detail is, Ukraine gets a ceasefire. It gets its own chance to make money. It gets an American guarantee that Russia will not attack again. It says that should Russia invade again, America will provoke a coordinated military response. Do you trust any of that?
Well, we should never trust Russia, and I think it should be a red line in these negotiations.
But do you trust America?
America is one of our largest partners, including our Irish partners, EU partners, Australians, Japanese, and many others. We're still debating very simple things: who invaded, why they invaded, and many. So the philosophy has to be there. It's not just about territory. It's not just about a piece of land. It's about our history, our language, our culture. Russia still intends to eliminate us as a nation. With us being strong, with us being supported, as you've said, by Americans, for instance, Russia will be weak. It's not equal to them. So as of now, for the moment, we've had 26 ceasefires since 2014 until 2022. None of them kept us safe and in peace in the relationships with Russia. They were targeting our civilians in temporary occupied territories, saying that it was our fault, and on and on. So I think here we should talk about very realistic things that can be achieved. For instance, bringing back all illegally deported children, civilians, and prisoners of war. That can be a very good starting point to show their intentions for real and lasting peace. Mm-hmm. With regards to demands and freezing the line, doing the demarcation line for the time being, and then maybe in the future we can regain, because it's our land according to every point of view. Okay, that can be discussed, as well as the ceasefire and the observatory mission, but the real security guarantees are not yet there. And we're not even talking about NATO membership here. I think we're instructing NATO countries right now as Ukraine.
But is Donald Trump in a way exploiting your president's weakness at home right now because of that corruption scandal, which is involving millions and which has already cost President Zelensky two ministers in his government?
Yeah, we have voted in the parliament to take out these two ministers and these two, the energy ministry and the justice ministry are now vacant positions. And I'm sure we should get very strong professionals there, because it's a war cabinet, let's say.
Is Zelensky's position safe?
I think his position is safe. We had a very good conversation recently during the week with our party wing. And, the questions were very critical, put in front of the president. But today we see that nation is still backing President Zelensky.
Okay.
It's the time for unity and not the time for fights.
Thank you.
We are in favor of anti-corruption investigations and full stop here, and we continue with this.
Thank you.
Strength in the nation is very important.
Thank you so much for taking our call. Maria Mezentseva, MP with President Zelensky's servant of the People Party. We'll be back after the break, paying tribute to the original presenter of this programme.